2011 Alfred Dunhill Links Championship proved to be one of the best in the competition's history, with the title being decided on the final couple of holes of the final day. Starr caught up with some of the golfers fighting it out for that prize and the $800,000 that went with it. First up, 2011 Masters champion Charles Schwartzel of South Africa.
It's nice to play this golf course in weather like this. I mean, I don't think you get to do that often. It was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it. Had a good time with my dad and Ernie and his dad. We had a great time. You know, would have liked a few more putts to go, and I think between a few of us. But all in all, good. So maybe we can get something going at St Andrews tomorrow. St Andrews is nice. I'm hoping something similar to this. We can shoot a low score.
Also enjoying the sunshine of day two at Carnoustie was the 2011 Dunhill Links champion, Germany's Martin Kamer, and the winner of the 2010 Open Championship at St Andrews, South African Louis Oosthuizen.
Yeah, you know, that's not really Scottish weather here. You know, I would love to have a little bit of wind, especially next 2 days that we'll play at St Andrews. I know how it was at the Open last year, how tough it became, but I really enjoy that when it's really tough. You know, this is a very scoreable golf course today. Usually you're happy if you play something around double par, but double par would have been very disappointing today. So I would love to see a little wind jam. So on those courses here, you don't have to play beautiful golf. You know, it's about hitting smart shots, placing the ball here and there, and try to score well. It's not about hitting perfect shots in every hole. Last year, in the last round was fantastic. It was such a challenge against Danny, you know. I can still remember when he made that eagle on 14, and then I had that long birdie putt, I made that birdie. And so that is so much fun, you know. And hopefully similar things will happen on Sunday, and hopefully I can win again. You know, I'm playing good golf. I just feel very comfortable, you know. Obviously my dad and my brother is here, so once in a while we have a very casual chat, you know, just some jokes, and it's definitely some entertainment when they talk about some golf shots, you know, how they want to hit that shot, and then, you know, something completely different happens. So it's funny, and I really enjoy that. It's a comfortable, very comfortable and convenient week for me. It's tough to say if it's an advantage or not, but you know, everyone knows, pretty much everyone who's playing this tournament knows St Andrews. If it's an advantage that I play that next couple of rounds in a row, I don't know. Maybe it all depends on the weather, but I was very happy that I was here on Friday, because that is the toughest from all the three golf courses, and to play it under those conditions, it doesn't get easier. So I'm still happy with 500.
Essentially, how would you sum up your performance today? I mean, you're near the top of the leaderboard. Are you very happy going into St Andrews tomorrow?
Yeah, it's quite happy going, and you know, one of the lead, and happy with my round today, and you know, hopefully can keep it going tomorrow.
And having won at St Andrews before the Open, is that going to help you tomorrow? Will that help, or is it a bit of added pressure?
No, I think it's it will help, if anything. I think it's always there's always pressure whenever you play, and I'm just going to go out and try and do the same as I did last year.
One final question: what's your favourite thing about this part of the world, coming to St Andrews Carnoustie? Is it the history of golf here, or is it the people, the courses? What is it?
It's the weather.
Weather. On a day like today, anyway.
Yeah, it is.
From one former Open champion to another, here's Irishman Padraig Harrington reflecting on the day's play.
It was okay. It was, wasn't the best ever, but wasn't the worst either, so it was okay.
Yeah. How do you balance the kind of relaxed atmosphere playing with celebrities and good friends of yours, and also trying to win the competition as well?
Yeah, you know, I've got to say that it actually helps having the friends with you, amateur partners. It does keeps your mind nice and relaxed between shots.
And finally, what do you like most about this area of the world, St Andrews and the surrounding area?
And
your favourite memory? Your favourite memory?
What would you think my favourite memory is? Oh, yeah. I think winning the Open here would obviously be my favourite memory. So
you think of that every time you come back here?
I think of it when I don't come back. I think of it all the time, yeah. But yes, obviously as I go around the course, I think of every shot I hit. And basically every shot I hit during that championship.
Now to the Northern Irishman, for it was between then that the competition was ultimately decided. Rory McIlroy seemed to be enjoying himself, as was Graham McDowell.
Yeah, I mean, I played nicely. It was a very comfortable 67. I made a bogey on 17, but you know, apart from that, it was all pretty solid.
That start was kind of picking up from where you left off yesterday, wasn't it?
You know, it's 5 under for my last 7 yesterday, and then 4 under my first 5 today. So, yeah, you know, I played, I don't know, what's that, 19 hole stretch and whatever it is, 9 under. I had a good stretch there and went a little quiet around the turn, but you know, made 2 birdies on the 2 par 5s coming in, and a little disappointed to make 5 on 17, but you know, overall it was a decent day.
Did you know that something as comfortable as a 67 vanished? Didn't?
Not really, no. I mean, it's just perfect conditions out there. You can't get it any better. And, you know, that's why the scoring's obviously so low. I think there's a bit of rain forecast tomorrow. So the guys that get this course tomorrow might get it a little tougher than we did, but I mean, still, I don't think there's much wind forecast, so I think it'll still be, you know, fairly benign.
How much are you looking forward to getting sort of stuck into the old course tomorrow and obviously having that opportunity of playing it back to back?
Yeah, I can't wait. I think the forecast is supposed to be decent tomorrow. I think just a little bit of rain, so you know, I think it'll be, you know, decent scoring conditions again, and it's definitely a course where I feel as if I can go low. I've done it before, and you know, if I can shoot something in the, you know, low to mid 60s, I'll give myself a great chance going into Sunday. I'll give my dad and myself a great chance going into Sunday as well.
How's he playing?
Great, really good. I mean, he played brilliant yesterday when he needed to, although he didn't play very well the first 11 holes, but you know, he's been fantastic. He's been practicing away at home, and I think he's hit more balls than I have the last few weeks. But he's really enjoying it, and it's, you know, we're having a good time out there. Yeah, there's a lot of young guys coming, just turned pro, and you know, this is a good event to do it, as I well know. A lot of money to play for, and yeah, it's good to see the guys. I mean, me and GMAC were talking about it today. I mean, the guys coming out now, you know, me included, are so much more ready to just, you know, to make that transition from the amateur to the pro level. I mean, they're basically professionals anyway. I mean, you look at someone like Patrick Cantlay, you know, next year in the States. I mean, he's going to play more pro events than he is amateur events. You know, so, you know, they're coming out so much more prepared, and you know, that's why you see people getting their tour cards so quickly, and you know, a lot easier than it used to be, I think. Well, not easier, but you know, they're more prepared.
Graham, what's your assessment at halfway? You must have enjoyed that again, didn't you?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I mean, great company, you know, with Rory and his dad, and obviously my little brother again today. So you know, this Dunhill Links is always one of my favourite weeks of the year. You know, when the sun shines, it's especially nice. You know, trying to stay out of the jigger, and that's the first and foremost key to playing well this week, and I've managed that pretty well so far. And you know, I enjoy Links Golf, always have enjoyed Links Golf, and you know, two days in the sunshine like we've just had in Kings Barnes and Carnoustie, I mean, you couldn't ask for better.
And that enjoyment's being reflected on your scorecard as well.
Yeah, I've played well, which always helps. You know, I've been working hard on my game the last 6 or 7 weeks, and the ball's been behaving itself, shall we say. I've been starting to hit shots like I expect to hit. The ball's been a little bit more under control than it was middle of the season. It's been a frustrating 2011 for me, you know. You know, I've talked about it many times, but you know, I've gone back to my old coach in Clive Tucker, you know, with Pete Collins still, you know, working with me in my short game and my ball shape, and then, you know, I'm back to a similar coaching strategy that I had in 2009, and you know, obviously led to a lot of success in 2010, and you know, I feel like I've got my basics back online again, and you know, that's really been the key to playing some more solid golf the last 5 or 6 weeks. You know, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. You know, we haven't reinvented the wheel, and you know, I know I've got a lot of work still to do, but you know, things are looking up. My office is probably the best office in the world the last 2 days. I mean, it's playing these golf courses in the sunshine, and you know, it's a pretty easy job when you're making a few birdies and enjoying a great event like the Dunhill Links. But you know, big weekend ahead, and hopefully I can contend.
And you know, when you're playing beside Rory, I mean, he makes the game look so easy. I mean, he came out of the gates today and birdied 3 of the first 4 or 4 of the first 5, yeah. I can't remember which. 4 of the first 5, I think, and you know, really had the ball under control. And I think I started with 5 very average pars, and you know, I needed to get going, and I did with a great birdie on 6, and sort of got me going a little bit. But Rory played great today, and I enjoy playing alongside him. But there is that little bit of competitiveness as well. You know, of course, we're trying to beat each other. You know, we are competitors at the end of the day, but as well as good friends. But a lot of fun. You know, this tournament is it's tough to get the balance with the attitude right, you know, because it's a lot of fun. You know, we're having the crack. You know, I'm using a lot of emotional energy trying to take care of my little brother and make sure he enjoys himself and point him in the right directions. So it really kind of, you know, you got to switch on and switch off while out there to sort of keep your concentration. I've always enjoyed that type of format as well. It's something very different, and it's something a lot of fun. And, you know, like we say, when the weather's this good, it really is a special week.
But it was a third Ulsterman who proved the surprise package of the tournament. Who is Michael Huey? Graham McDowell had this to say about him.
I don't know much about it. You know, I grew up with Michael, playing amateur golf with him. I know how impressive a striker of a ball he is. He's you know, he's always been extremely talented. You know, the application sometimes was in question, but you know, anytime he got his head right and obviously got all his ducks in a row, he typically was a hell of a player, and you know, he's continuing that form, and it's good to see him playing well again.
Huey held off a Rory McIlroy charge on the old course to seal the biggest win of his career, confirming it with birdies on the 16th and 18th holes. Here's his reaction to that victory from the post-tournament press conference.
Yeah, just give us your thoughts on your tremendous performance, Michael, first off.
I just wanted to, going into today earlier, I'd played through it, everything had gone away, I'd had one bumper shot, a whole lot of practice, ball really good, great up and downs. When I hit a first shot, I got a really good line in the rough, everything had gone my way. Going into today, and I thought, right, you know, you're playing with major champions, but you just have to do the same thing, same again, you know. Same, and I struggled at the start, and I was really struggling, and couldn't find any rhythm with my swing, but somehow the pace of play, you have to just slow it down, it helped a bit, slowed it down, found a bit of rhythm, and then I knew that I had to play two of the best shots of my career into 16 and 17, and obviously 18, given circumstances. It hasn't sunk in, and won't sink in for a while, but just had a great week. The weather was fantastic. It looked not great yesterday morning with Carnoustie. Cleared up lovely. And today was the same. And we just really enjoyed it. Tried to stay relaxed with speaking to William, my partner. And we just enjoyed it. We just didn't get angry. I hit poor shots and just stayed relaxed and enjoyed the pro-am format. Unbelievably happy. Dream come true. Same with HSBC. I've watched all these events for years on TV, and now I'm finally playing them, so I'm ecstatic. Yeah, it's taken a long time, but I suppose in a weird way you enjoy it more because you struggle with 6 hours of qualifying school. It's not nice when you've run out of money and you're confused about your golf swing, and you're away every week traveling, no family life. So, yeah, you know, there's points there where you think, do I want to do this? You know, do I want to continue with this? But I love the game, and I found a good coach. I've improved my putting, which I've always been a bit inconsistent. It's the best I've ever put it this week, even though today I didn't have a couple of not great putts. I came over here watching the Dunhill Cup, 1993, 1996. And 7, Rich Mickelson, John Daly, Aldo, Fairley, all the guys, and I just thought, oh, the way they strike the ball, how good do they hit it? I'd love to play here, and my playing here and winning Dunhill Links as well, that's, if you're into golf like me, that doesn't get much better.
For more reports and photos from the student media team at the championship, check out thesaint-online.com and standrewsradio.com, where you can also find a podcast with highlights from the celebrity amateurs playing in the tournament.
Looking like a beautiful day.